It's Monday. It's Monday. and
things are changing.
Yeah, Mr. Skullhead is on a truck in the road.
On the road.
He's on the road again, going places that I've never been, but that he has been. Headed off to his new
abode.
Kingdom in that house on the hill in Minneapolis. Does Minneapolis have any hills?
Is he going to pull up about 7 or 8 and then whistle for a cab and hit dice in the mirror?
He might. He might also just get back from Illinois and lock the front door. Oh, boy.
I don't think he's going back to Rockville again.
Probably not. He wouldn't want to waste another year. Oh, man, remember when we were at Outback Steakhouse and there was that horrible girl band country cover of Don't Go Back to Rockville? That made me want to punch myself in the balls. Actually made me want to punch you in the balls. So yeah, we got a full house tonight. You know, since it's Monday, all of our schedules are wide open.
I only have about 3 twos personally. I don't know about you. It's not a very good poker hand.
Right,
especially when you tell us.
Oh, yeah, but
I fold.
I'm terrible at this game.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to monitor the stream. Our internet might get wet during the... I don't know if this actually has anything to do with the problems that we're having, but
the
sprinkler system out back is... There's an underground box that's flooding, and so it's getting the ground in the yard really, really wet. And when we shop back... Oh, yeah, I'm told that we're a little quiet, and it is because of the large number of splitters in the line for the four of us. I'm going to...
I'm gonna turn
us all up a little bit.
You can't stop the signal.
I can't stop the signal. God, I fucking hate that guy. It's not because I hate Jews, it's because I love them.
Uh-huh.
Red Mage 13 is stuck on the goddamn mid-boss in Jabu Jabu's belly.
What?
I've been playing Phantom Hourglass, and so is Riff. It's really good. Have you picked it up yet, Zeno?
No.
It
is unaware that it was out.
Yeah. It came out like a week ago.
You can play this copy I've got here that I pre-ordered and then didn't even open because I had a totally legitimate copy that I got elsewhere.
Oh, yeah. That works. I'll play it. That's one way to.
All right. That is one way to get new video games. So I'm enjoying Phantom Hourglass. I just got kind of stuck somehow because I left the like sixth castle without the thing that you're supposed to pick up from the sixth castle somehow. I beat the boss, and then I guess I just forgot to pick the thing up, so I went all the way back to where you're supposed to take the things, and he was like, yeah, go find the things in the castles, and I'm like, but I just wait.
I mean, you have to do the castle again?
No, I just have to find my way back into wherever the you know, ghost of the king of the Cobble civilization from ancient Cobble? Days of yore. Yeah, it comes, you know. There's no Deku's in this one.
Is there Tingle? I bet there's Tingle.
There is not Tingle.
I have not encountered Tingle.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's too early.
He got his own game, so maybe he was busy.
Yeah, maybe they finally. But there are some fruity sons of bitches sailing the sailing that particular ocean though. It's weird. There's all these, you know, you can find these ships that are sailing around and go down into their holds. Some of which are all painted with rainbows, and yet still filled with monsters that you have to kill. That's true.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily say anything about people that were, you know, chartered the ship. It could, you know. But it's best to withhold judgment and blame the blamingly named people that have chartered the ship.
Well, you're incredibly quiet. I think your mic needs to be a little closer to you. Yep, that's better.
Okay.
I think I'm actually a little quiet, too. Because we're splitting the mic so many ways.
Yeah. It's almost like having a real mixer.
We had a real mixer that we used to make
margaritas.
Yeah. That was more of a blender. Why don't they call it a blender? Because isn't it? It's blending audio
signals. Blender. The mender. I don't know.
A midnight tender. Midnight tender is what I use when I buy things late at night. Let's see. I remember talking about a grade school teacher's names on the last one. The Nernug says Blu-ray or HD DVD. I don't care.
BitTorrent.
Yeah, Blu-ray by default because I went and bought a PS3.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Movies in
yeah, I don't
format?
Plan on buying any Blu-ray discs anytime soon because I don't have a HD TV to
say,
play them.
What's wrong with DVDs now? I don't understand why we need it.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, if you've got an HD TV. Then regular DVDs even will be amazingly better and more awesome looking.
Yeah.
Just because they've
like
got more signal on the DVD than a regular TV can process.
Like
so you would say that if you main screen turn on, you get signal.
Exactly.
What?
All your movie will belong to us.
The Gun Run says, do you remember your first email address? I think it was zjohnson@ux5.uiuc.edu.
Mine was a freenet address.
Mine was actually hatche@erau.net, now that I think about it.
I had a bunch of bulletin boards that I would log into way before that. Right. I don't remember what I used.
I don't remember.
Did you have
my
like a FidoNet gateway email address or something?
Very early.
Yeah, yeah.
The first I also had like a DStaily account because I got Doc Galactic, who was in town for the Pretentious Artist's wedding, which is why we've been away from things for the last few days. He was in town for that, but his brother was taking some classes at the flight school in town, and so I said, hey, you should fill out this form and go hand it in to them for me. And he was like, okay. And then I had an internet account.
Nice.
I was like, yay.
My first email address was a Hotmail account, back when Hotmail was good.
Hmm.
I don't remember what my first one was.
I don't remember there being a time when Hotmail
was good. No, yeah. Hotmail was good about 10 years ago? No, it can't have been that long. Maybe it was.
One of my early ones was riffraff@powerpuff.com.
Yeah.
Powerpuff.
Yeah, it was a Powerpuff Girls fan site that had their own email.
It used to be that a lot of websites would give you email addresses at the
website
because it was just
you don't see that very often.
It's too much of a liability. It was sort of before the age of spam.
Did you see that two porn spammers got 5 years in prison?
No.
I just saw that headline on Slashdot. Yeah.
They had made over $2 million off of their various nefarious activities. There's money in this if you have no morals whatsoever. I mean, it was like, that article was like, wow.
I should become a porn spammer. There's $2 million. It wasn't like, oh man, you could go to jail for this.
Yeah,
there's a lot more.
No, the people who make exciting. Real money are the ones that find a stock and they spam everybody trying to pump it up and then dump all their stock later.
Huh?
You ever get any of those?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Check out this stock.
Yeah. Apparently, a lot of people make some pretty decent money doing that.
Just getting a buzz going about it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I need to pick up the orange box.
The orange box?
Yeah, I need to pick up.
I heard about that. Is that like some sort of accomplishments game?
No, it's half. It's just Half-Life 2 and Half-Life 2 episodes 1 and 2 and Portal, which apparently buying the orange box is cheaper than buying Portal and Half-Life 2 episode 2 on Steam, which is what I would do.
I don't like first-person shooters.
Half-Life is good though. I like them if they have a compelling and interesting first-person or first like single-player. Story, and Half-Life is sort of all about that.
I tried to play Half-Life once, and I just couldn't aim fast enough to shoot things.
Yeah, you get used to it. It's not... I mean, I'm not any good at it. I play it on easy, and I'm just constantly sort of spamming the quick save.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just
opposed to fighting anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. I just run everywhere. I don't even pick up guns.
Nice.
Anyway, the Nerdnug says, do you think Portal will be fun? I think that Portal will be hard, because I am a guy who has a really hard time imagining anything in three-dimensional space.
Is Portal the one where you throw a thing on the wall?
Yeah, you throw, you know. It's the demo was interesting, and it's...
So
it's
is it not a shmup? Is it just a weird first-person game?
Portal is, yeah. I think it's more of a first-person puzzle-solving game, because you've got this gun that'll shoot, like, the one end of a tunnel and then the other end of a tunnel, and if you shoot one end of it on the ceiling and then one end of it on the floor, you know, the thing will fall through the floor and fall out the ceiling. And it's like, I think that's mostly what you're doing, is you're using the environment to destroy, like, gun turrets and stuff. Like, it's more of a...
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And, I mean, they just show things like, you know, you put the opening right next to the exit, and then you just kind of can run through an infinite tunnel and see the back of yourself as you're going through it.
That's
great. Yeah. But, I don't know. I mean, I was excited about it, you know, a year ago when I first saw the previews, when Half-Life 2 Episode 1 came out.
Is Spore out yet? I want to play Spore.
2008, somewhere in there.
Yeah, you know what?
It's
gonna be fucking terrible.
Yeah,
Right? Yes, it is.
Disparaging about it, because I think it will be fun, but not this revolutionary game that they're making it out to be.
Yeah, because it's kind of...
All I'm looking for is fun. It does look neat.
Things to do, you know, on all sorts of different stages.
Yeah. Hey, now I have something new to do. I have a copy of Zelda Phantom Hourglass.
I don't know, man.
There's a pretty creepy-looking guy on there. He looks like he needs to get a facelift.
Oh, that'll be the ship captain guy whose name I've suddenly forgotten.
Soul Bad Guy.
Lambeck or something.
The ragamuffin amp will ever get reworked.
Its attack is pathetic now, last time I remember. Nope.
That's kind of
nope,
the point.
Yep.
I think, though, that it was not supposed to go below the effectiveness of a lime.
Yeah,
but I think it was it.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I was of the mind that the plan was that it would become a hot lime.
A hot lime.
Oh, really?
What about a hot mime?
I thought the point was that it would just go so low that it would become useless, which was kind of the point.
Hmm. Well, I mean, a hot lime is still fairly useless because of the hot fairies, which attack like a lime.
Yeah, and the hot lime just sounds really tasty.
And the hot fuzz. And the hot fudge sundae.
Got a copy of Hot Fuzz today.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Not yet.
We'll have to hire a retarded guy to sit behind you making a lot of noise while you eat it. Download some radio shows from February or March if you want to understand that reference. Gleeb says, I and every other KOLer in college echoes the if you change con, I won't be able to make it boat. Ignore that boat. Okay.
Done!
I didn't get that at first.
We could just do it on Christmas Day. Because nobody's in school on Christmas Day.
It's true.
Makes sense.
They would much rather be spending it here in the sun.
Wow, Glizbnoot one tells a very offensive joke.
I've heard that before. That's not as good as the one where the punchline is falling out. Yeah, he fell out of the guard tower.
Right.
Yeah. We'll have to tell me that one later.
Archley says, what percentage of KOL do you estimate would be different had you built it knowing what you know now? Ground up, every single thing would be different on the back end. The play experience, you wouldn't get nearly as many turns, because fuck. Hey, I know, I'll make a game where you can play anywhere from 40 to 450 turns in a day, depending on how good.
Damn, is it up to that? I've never managed more than like.
If you start off with 200, you can get another 200 from consumables.
Nice.
If you want. Or so. 250.
Subbot says, do you feel that the Green Pixie is overpowered for Oxycore, and is it ever something you would consider adjusting? I can understand wanting to make it good, but it halves Oxycore times. That is a little problematic. Right? It bugs me a little bit that a single...
Because
of the Nodapipe, which is the only thing that you... The only spleen item that gives you any adventures, basically.
Easily obtainable spleen item.
Well, sure. Sure. I don't know. I mean, you know, I might... The point of Oxy was to get fewer adventures, right? I mean, it is... So, it's like... The ideal situation would be if it just wasn't that good. I mean, in softcore Oxy, you could conceivably pull guys made of bee pollen, right? And you'd have to do a lot of lead-in runs, which is not something that you want to do. And I think it's probably never worth it to get the guy made of bee pollen, because it would take days in an Oxycore run for one.
Wait, why would a lead-in help you in a hardcore?
In a softcore, is what I'm saying. Oh. In softcore Oxy, you could pull
sure
stuff. I mean, in softcore Oxy, even if you didn't have a... Is Oxycore hardcore Oxy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, fine. I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't know what to... I don't know if... an obvious solution is some items that give adventures for spleen, but you know, that's kind of undesirable. That's a big anti-nerf. The fact that it halves run times is a little...
Is that true?
I don't know. I mean, it's entirely possible, because you can get three of them. You know, I mean, how many turns do those get? Those probably give you enough turns that it's worth spending the entirety of the 10 turns, especially because you don't have to actually spend 10 turns there. You kind of... There's that sort of trick for figuring out when those are, you know, which we intended to be there. Because we love people metagaming.
Hey, now that Scully isn't here, we can use that word again.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, what if there was something that you could get one a day of only if you were in Oxycore that gave you some adventures for some spleen if you wanted it? You know, something that cost 5 adventures to get in some suboptimal-ish location and gave you 10.
Some kind of aerosol can or a whippet or, a Sharpie
that you could huff
for
turns.
Because we haven't really explored the huffing.
We haven't, yeah. A bag of paint.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can only use it once. It's bad for your spleen.
There you go.
Rickett says the PS3 looks like the George Foreman grill.
It's freaking huge. Whenever Riff set it up, I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, it looks like the monolith from 2001.
Yeah.
I mean, the Xbox 360 is pretty big.
Yeah,
but it's on that. It's sideways. Yeah. PS3 is tall.
You can put the PS3 aside on its side.
Oh, that hence the grill.
My laptop is smaller than a PS3.
My car is smaller than a PS3. That said, it's a model car. Mellowcork says, what did you think of Napoleon Dynamite? All my friends said it was hilarious. I thought it was awful. It made me very uncomfortable to watch it because I went to
school with that kid.
I went to grade school and junior high and high school in the Midwest in the 80s, which is sort of what that is. I mean, there was a lot of anachronistic stuff in there, right? But it was like, I feel like whoever decided what the visual aesthetic and the sort of content of the stuff that was going on at school in that movie was had a very similar upbringing to me, and it just made me really uncomfortable.
I felt slightly better about the movie when I found that the ligers were real.
Yeah. That's fucked up. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that before the movie?
Yeah, I think I've heard of him before.
There's also the opposite, the Tygon, which is when
there's the Lie Tygon and the Tie Liger. I
didn't know they went that far.
Oh, yeah. There's Lie Ligers.
I didn't know that they were bred for their skills in magic.
Right, yeah.
I knew what a Liger was.
The Tiger.
Spider?
I don't really get
the Tiger all that excited about movies that are about really stupid people. You know what I mean? Or, like, people who are doing
really
stupid
things. So
you don't
like movies, basically?
No, I mean, there are plenty of smart movies. Like, you know, like, Ocean's 11. Like, think of, like, that's a movie that, like, there's a bunch of people who are all pretty competently, you know, executing a plan. Right? That's an enjoyable movie. It's funny.
Right.
Right? Like, movies...
It is not a comedy of errors.
Like, what the Mousetrap or something? There was some movie, like, way long ago. It didn't do very well, but it was about these two or three thieves breaking this house and just destroying this, like, beautiful house because of this mouse in there, right?
Right.
And...
Mouse Hunt?
Mouse Hunt, maybe?
Yeah, it was terrible.
And it was terrible, and it made me cringe to watch because they were so stupid and they were destroying this, like, beautiful house. It wasn't the house's fault. I felt really bad for the house.
Probably wasn't a real house.
Well, yeah, probably.
What if they were destroying Hugh Laurie?
I'd feel really bad for a house.
What if they were destroying Hugh Grant's lorry? Because he's British.
And probably owns a truck.
Yeah. And, you know, you could take the lift. Or the winch.
But, okay.
One of those big tower winches.
Which old winch? The wicked winch?
Winchell's Donuts.
What was... We saw the middle part of Grandma's Boy.
Oh, yeah, Grandma's Boy.
And there were some dumb characters in that, but... What made it enjoyable was that there were some, like, people who were normal and or intelligent to be foils off of them. You know?
There was that self-loathing Asian guy.
Right.
You mean all Asians in movies aren't self-loathing?
No.
Chick and I decided to... We were able to pretty well infer what happened at the beginning of the movie, and we decided we could probably pretty well infer what was going to happen at the end of the movie.
Yeah. Watching the middle 30 minutes or something. Yeah, maybe less than that, The Nernug says, what colleges did you guys apply to in high school? I applied to the University of Illinois, and that was it.
Yeah, same for me with WVU.
Yeah, I applied to the one I went to, and that was it.
What did I do? I applied to three schools. Gonzaga, because I went to a Jesuit high school, and that was a Jesuit college that all my friends went to. What was the second one? MIT was the third. I had some other school out in California. I'm forgetting.
The Berkeley Institute of Was it the Sam Houston Institute of Technology?
It was another sort of... Basically, I wanted someplace where I could study humanities and engineering.
I almost went to UIUC, but they wouldn't take any of my scholarships.
Huh.
So I ended up not going there.
I didn't get any scholarships because I'm too ethnically mixed.
Really?
I don't know. I didn't apply for any either. I had terrible, terrible grades in high school, so I didn't...
I only got really scholarships based on my SAT score. I got, like, a 31 or some shit.
That's ACT.
ACT.
Oh, ACT, rather. Right. Yeah, I didn't think the SAT.
That would have been enough, because I got into U of I entirely. Like, I had to, based on my ACT score, I had to be in the top, like, 60% of my class, and I pulled that off. So
it sounds like you probably do that. You had to be.
UIUC's admission process, they based on your ACT score, they will assign a certain percent. If you have a low ACT score, but you rank highly in the class, like they sort of balance it out so that you can be okay on either one of those axes, right?
Huh.
Just like the sort of, you know, people who are smart slackers, and the people who, you know, work hard to get good grades.
I see.
So, yeah. And I mean, it was a state school. I feel like they let out of state people in because they pay them a lot.
Yeah, they wanted a lot of money.
Yeah. I feel kind of bad for wasting so much of my parents' money that year, but I did learn a lot. Not about computers, but I learned a lot about smoking weed, which I wouldn't have been able to learn anywhere else because seriously, man, that Northern Illinois weed is better than this local shit, dude.
It was infinitely more cost-effective for me to go to the school that I went to. I didn't even apply to UIUC. I was like, you're not going to take my scholarships, fuck you.
UIUC is a good school. for computer science. And it was neat. I like the old buildings with the statues of Abraham Lincoln.
Is there any legend about him getting up and walking on campus late at night?
It's just a bust, so he'd kind of have to inch inch around campus, just dragging entrails.
Knowing what I know now, I probably would have applied to Cornell.
I
like Cornell a lot.
He was pretty happy with Cornell.
You can do pretty much anything there. It's a big, it's like a
so
state school.
So it's sort of like the
university
equivalent of ZomboCom.
Yes.
Anything is possible.
And
with Cornell at you.
Ithaca's a neat town. It's like kind of miserable in the winter, but it's lots of cool stuff to do.
So compared to Boston, it's
yeah,
same.
So goddamn same, like the same weather.
Exactly.
Wow, a lot of people were sending Scully eBay auctions for DS power cords. He just doesn't care. He doesn't play video games that much. I gave him my old DS after I bought the DS Lite, and I couldn't find a power cord for it, and he was like, oh, I'll just buy one, and it sat here for like a year, and he didn't buy one, and he was like, when he was stuck for a while needing something to do, he went to a couple stores to try and find a power cord, and just didn't have any, so he's like, huh, fuck it. The Ombre says, how's the work going on the pirate content? Are you ready to put a date on its release? No, it kind of, that got sideburnered a little bit while we're working on some stuff that has been mostly content complete for a while. Like the Nomad quest was one thing. There's the quest in Canada that'll go in before the pirate stuff. And then, I don't know. I mean, what I need to do is I just need to put in a bunch of placeholder content so that Scully and Riff can write a bunch of the monsters and stuff. And we need to, you know, have a few hours of sitting around meetings discussing how the stuff's going to work. And then
we need to have a couple hours sitting around in meetings where we can plan other meetings that we're having.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the other meeting where we compare notes on the first meetings.
Yeah.
Will there be donuts?
Yeah. Yeah, there will.
Beer-filled donuts.
Well, there'll be donuts for me. You guys can sit and watch me eat donuts while you...
That's almost like eating
while
donuts.
You work. Yeah, it's similar to eating donuts.
Oh, that'd be eerie if your office was, like, behind a glass wall and all you did all day was eat donuts and watch other people work.
Hey, we got this whole open space right here.
Yeah, that's true. I could put some glass in there. We got to figure out how to reclaim Scully's office.
I think Aaron was already setting up stakes and showdown.
Yeah, no. She definitely wants a big section of it for a staging area for putting packages together because that'll be really nice. But I don't know.
Tabletop role playing.
Having a permanent station in there for doing radio shows would be kind of handy.
Yeah.
Like not having to drag all the shit around for this laptop all the time. I want to take this laptop home. I'm sure that I have enough parts laying around to build a computer that will run the broadcast software and stay connected to the internet here. So.
I got a little bit of shit in there. I have three hard drives that don't work. If you want three.
Oh, neat. Neat.
Yeah. I think that'll help
you. You know, we need to start throwing away the known broken hardware, because that's...
No, this is all stuff that I pulled out of my personal machine. I got bored one night when there was no internet, and I pulled out the external enclosure and looked through all these hard drives that I had laying around. I'm wondering how much it would cost to get one of these reclaimed.
In terms of, like, finding the data?
Well, like, one of them, whenever I power it up, it just goes click, 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 click.
It's like,
was that the one that you froze and then hit with a hammer?
Yeah. No, it did that before I hit it with a hammer.
Well, right. But I'm saying that didn't work.
It didn't work.
Oh, wait, that was your...
Whenever I moved here first, I had packed packed my computer in this box, and I had neglected to take the hard drives out and pack them separately.
Uh-huh.
So when in transit, this one, the one I'm holding in my hand that everyone on the radio can hear... That one.
Yeah.
It got fucked up somehow, and it started making a horrible clicking sound, and the computer would not boot. So it's been sitting here for 3 years with some decent data. I don't remember what all I had on here. Probably a whole lot more.
Huh.
That's really important, so I should probably spend $300.
Yeah, you can. There's no way to get more porn.
Yeah.
Since the scourge.
Arthas led his army through destroying all the porn.
But no, there's like some music on here and some old school stuff that I would reacquainting myself with.
Reclaiming yourself?
Reacquainting.
Oh.
Sorry.
I mean, it's always fun to find old porn.
It is fun.
Like porn
like
from the 60s.
The old black and white daguerreotypes of the woman whose ankles that you can see.
Yep.
Oh my. That's quite scandalous.
Daguerreotypes are interesting. It's a totally different type of photographic process. It's like an etching on metal. They look pretty cool. I don't know if you've ever seen a daguerreotype in real life.
I haven't. I just know that it's a funny word to use for old photographs.
That too.
That was very succinct. I like the explanation. I was like, what the fuck? Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Inferno Hero suggests some ways to make seal clippers a little better, which some of his suggestions are actually already sort of in place. But nobody understands, man.
That you're a sensitive artist.
Frank and Bean says, after a full day of trick-or-treating, the last adventure link still points to my last non-Halloween adventure area, should it? Yeah, trick-or-treating doesn't count as an adventure.
Oh,
man. Biospark says, bad news, sirs. My face has already been taken. Well, as a domain, at least. Come on!
We can get myface.cq.
CQ? The island nation of Cinquentia?
Yeah. You mean myface.cq? Instead of ICQ?
Right.
It took me about 6 months of using ICQ to really grok that acronym. In case anyone was wondering.
The Moves talking about, last week there was talk of neo-Nazis with swastika tattoos. Apropos of that, I've been seeing kids wearing t-shirts with the swastika and a caption that reads, fuck love. Then again, I'm in Tokyo, so that's par for the course. I once drunkenly accosted a kid who was wearing a swastika shirt, and he explained to me that he was wearing it because he likes the Sex Pistols. Figure that out. Huh.
I suppose if any of the nations on Earth were, you know, one could wear the Nazi symbol in public, Japan would be it.
Well, yeah, because they're familiar with what the symbol meant before the Nazis co-opted it.
Yeah, but they were also, like, friends with the Nazis.
Man.
Who wasn't friends with the Nazis, though?
I wasn't. I wasn't friends with them before it was cool not to be friends with them.
Slightly Evil says, when double-fisting pistols on a critical hit, there should be a special message that says something along the lines of, you dive through the air in slow motion, hitting him, her, it for X damage. Only funnier. Doesn't need to be new mechanics. That would be funny, although the weapon texts don't really process dual-wielding stuff at all. Do you guys want to read some questions while I go to the bathroom? I think you do.
Sure. Non-Late Master says, hey, Jake, if you think sounding like Ray Romano is odd, people say I sound like Charlie the Unicorn. Come on, Charlie! Let's go to the Magical Mountain!
Yeah, we came up with this, Jake and I were talking about a potential crossover Vietnam Charlie the Unicorn story.
That sounds like it would work and be relevant.
We're going to Saigon Mountain, Charlie! Charlie, you're in the trees! They're taking the bridge, Charlie! Yeah, that kind of thing.
They're trying to shut...
it's just not a good place to go.
Yeah. Oh, Shop Troll says, I'm currently stuck waiting on the pirates to drop an acoustic guitar in a HCO Bat Moon lead-in. Tomorrow will be day 3 of doing this. Are there any plans to address this in either the Pirate Cove revamp or maybe adding a stringed instrument to the fret house door during the level 12 quest since the hippies have the...
The end of this paragraph. I believe that there is going to be a definite improvement in the way to get to.
Yeah, aren't you guys working on content for that?
Yeah, that will be addressed.
Yeah,
by the new stuff. I'm pretty
pirate
sure.
Things.
Well, I say that, and I know that there's at least one. Huh. I'm not exactly sure.
Haven't we put in a bunch of new stringed instruments recently, or are they all hippie camp stuff?
Well, you can make a banjo, but if you're trying to go do a Bad Moon lead, and you can't get a big rock.
I mean, there's the rare drop off of one of the rare encounters. That doesn't really count.
He's doing it the right way as the game is right now, basically. And he's getting fucked by the drop rate. And if you guys are messing with the content. A solution for that may present itself real soon now. Let's see here. Steel Clover for Life says, in Bad Moon, the hardcore reminder under your adventure should just say, Bad Moon? I don't know if the question mark would be really relevant, because you would either be in Bad Moon or you wouldn't be.
But you're still in hardcore. Your sign is just...
Yeah, we don't really display your sign anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have so many accounts that you forget which are in which runs? I mean... Granted, I was the one who asked to have the hardcore label there in the first place. And I don't even remember why I did that.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's here. Bobulus says, I just started my first Bad Moon run, and I'm really enjoying it. I was burning out on hardcore after hardcore, so thanks. You're welcome. We're glad to have provided you an alternate avenue by which to tweak your Skinner box.
Di Vernon points out that every once in a while the mine should yield a displaced fish. You can't do anything with them until you get a caviar, so there's nothing to do with them until the proper time.
And I was thinking that one of the mines would eventually drop a four fish.
Maybe that'd be the semi-rare.
Yeah, four fish.
F-O-R-E fish.
Or like, you spell it however you like.
Whales are born fish? With these fish on the ends of their penises. But I was
trying to figure out a way to skin that fish.
Yeah. There's more than one way to skin a cat, but not a catfish.
Is there more than one way to skin a box?
I don't even know her.
Well,
yeah.
Badger says, on an earlier radio show, a player made fun of you for liking various authors or books. Have any of you read Atlas Shrugged? I'm reading it, and I've been liking a lot of the ideas. I realize this sounds pretentious, especially because I am only 15 years old.
Oh, then you're at the perfect age to enjoy the ideas presented in Atlas Shrugged.
Is that an Ayn Rand book?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I recognized
it. I never actually read any Ayn Rand.
The problem with Ayn Rand is she, in her novels, is she creates these characters that always know what exactly the right thing to do is and have unwavering like ideals and goals because they never have any actual challenges. She sets up all these like straw man type philosophical arguments, and her heroes are always the ones to come out on top because they never make a mistake, because there's like never anything. It's frustrating to read when you actually know how like the world works. Yeah.
Is it like watching or reading something where the characters never develop?
Yeah, because I mean they start out perfect and go on from there.
Yeah. whenever I watch something or read something wherein none of the characters, you know, progress as people, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, making themselves better. They can get worse. But as long as they're changing somehow, you know, there's at least some small amount of satisfaction involved. And if I'm watching something like the anime Evangelion, I'm sure some people are going to blast me for that. But yeah, no one ever gets any different in that one. And I'm trying to think of a book, maybe.
Unless you mean like Dead. That's different.
Not the same.
Some of them go insane. Does that count?
Arkwin says, I think you should do everything you can to ensure that K.O.L. becomes exactly the same as WoW.
We can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, wait for that Canadia quest that we're working on. You'll appreciate it.
Somebody suggests, Snick Repkire suggests forum security breaches as a pair of pants. And a bunch.
I was just going to say that World of Warcraft is actually implementing KOL stuff now. They've got daily dungeon quests coming up soon.
Oh. Are they going to have a mayonnaise wasp and an apathetic lizard man?
I'm not sure. We'll find out. It's possible.
Blastodon says, I've been playing Cthulhu Nation for a few days now, and so far it's pretty tedious. I either waste all my turns walking around, or I take the train, which is a pain because there's no map that says which stations connect to each other, and it costs money, which means I just have to spend my turns mining to earn more money. This, plus only being able to play for 10 minutes at a time before running out of turns, is dampening my enthusiasm for playing in what seems like a cool world. Does it get any better later on in the game?
It gets... If you donate, you get turns a lot faster, and also as you go up levels and you're... vitality increases, you get turns back faster.
See, I feel like getting turns faster just makes the problem worse.
You think so?
Yeah. I think that I would probably donate to get 5 times the turn capacity so that I could just pretend that there was a rollover, you know? Although even then, you know, it seriously... You come back 15 minutes later and you've got all your turns.
If you're the kind of person who gains satisfaction from... meticulously mapping
large and complicated mazes,
the refresh on turns is probably really
then
good.
Then well, just in general, then I can recommend it. But if it would piss you off to encounter a bunch of quests where you have to go into elaborate mazes and there's no way that you're gonna get through it without printing out some hex paper and actually mapping the entire thing, then I can't recommend it.
Rift just created this beautiful map of this gigantic cave, and there's nothing inside.
Yeah,
the
there's nothing inside that cave. It's the only cave so far that I found that did not either have an important quest element or a mine for a mineral I hadn't yet encountered yet in it.
Maybe somebody had mined it clear.
No, because it's
are
not.
You the edge of the
I think everything is pretty much.
Like, is this something
instance.
That they're going to put stuff in later that you
possibly
encountered now?
I looked it up on their forums, and there was a very slight inkling of a hint that there would someday in the future be something there.
I tried the Blade of Illumination, and I just couldn't grok it.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out how to use a gun or reliably engage in combat. And once I got done with the newbie island, I didn't know what the fuck to do.
Mm.
So I just...
That's 50 DKP minus for not knowing what the fuck to do.
That's 50
Dagon kill points.
Yeah, so I don't know. I couldn't parse it at all.
I would really like to see this Kingdom of Despise thing, but every time I get sent a link to it, by the time I follow the link, it's been taken down.
What is
it's
it?
Some that password harvesting site that's apparently got a bunch of funny things. I see it in people's SIGs.
Is that the Pixo thing?
Yeah. Huh. Blood Axe says, "Hey guys, I woke up to the sound of my alarm and thought something. You guys should make a Mr. Alarm alarm clock." I don't know. People keep talking about how they wish that they sold an alarm clock in the demon market that would go off after a certain number of turns. But
why?
Huh. So because they know how far ahead of time they're getting a semi-rare.
Oh, right. Boo.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too metagamey, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Skillhead did not approve.
It's in the game, though.
But you're wrong.
Yeah, that's what they're saying is, you know, if it's too metagame, make it in a game. Blastodon points out that the old MMO Asheron's Call, to cast a spell in that game, you had to discover and use the magic words for that spell, and the mechanism was pretty much the same as for the imp. The more people who knew the spell, the weaker it got. As I recall, the result was the same, too. Spells quickly got spoiled and weak.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a good way of doing that. We've been talking about, like, crafting systems a lot lately, and it's hard to come up with crafting systems where you can really distinguish yourself as a crafter without a lot of really sort of wonkiness to it.
I mean, the way that World of Warcraft does it is basically a lot of the patterns are like really rare drops from a certain type of mob.
That's terrible.
But I mean, the ones that are actually really rare are the ones that are in raids. Like if you
or even like 5-man dungeons.
Yeah.
Like trying to get like. There's this one boot pack that I've always had.
The 12-foot stamina.
I would say something, but I was the one who approached,
right.
You know, originated that.
Yeah.
Way of entertaining him or herself.
That is definitely.
Like, I can make a pretty good amount of money selling plus 15 agility to gloves. World of Warcraft, because I'm like one of the only people on the server who ever bothered getting keepers of time to insult it. So.
Huh. 15 agility to gloves.
Your mom's 15 agility.
You can move your gloves really fast.
15. Faster.
Plus 15 times more fast.
Does that make them your hands?
Yeah, it makes it so you can do the dance from Showgirls really well.
Nice. I've always wanted to do that really well.
What if you also had jazz hands?
Wow.
I don't know. That
ow, 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 ow.
Cha, cha, cha. I'm sure everybody who can see that is laughing.
We could do a webcast.
Mythman611 says, hey, Xenophobe's favorite food is anniversary spandex shorts today. Insert Simpsons joke here. Haha. Eat my shorts, you know. Don't have a cow, man. If your food was stuffed angry cow, you could not have a cow, man.
God damn it. You ruined everything.
Bobulus says, here's a weird question. Do you consider the game a 2D representation of a 3D world, or a 2D world? When I say 2D world, I mean Flatland-esque, where they have no perception of a third dimension. Or is it 2.5 with a third dimension, but with everything flat in this 3D world? P.S. No, I am not totally on, or I'm not on drugs. To clarify, 2.5 would be Paper Mario style, I suppose.
I would say that the game is third dimension.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that it really only exists as you can see it from top down doesn't really mean anything.
Well, sometimes you're seeing a side view. Sometimes you're seeing.
I really kind of like the interpretation that the introduction to the documentary took.
Yeah, it's a fully realized 3D world with 2D things in it. So yeah, 2.5D.
2.5D seems
2.75D.
It's a fractal dimension.
Yeah, 2.5 D's.
I throw that around as if I know what that means.
2.3 repeating D. Repeating, of course.
Wow, eventually we'll all just say exactly the same things all at the same time.
Yeah. Have you seen that fucking truck commercial?
The
World of Warcraft truck commercial?
No.
Oh my god, you guys haven't seen that yet?
We don't watch.
You don't read it? No, I've seen it on
Internet.
TV.
Internet. What are you guys talking about?
You don't read enough MMO game design blogs.
No, I don't. I don't read any of that.
Good old blogs.
Sounds like something that you do while you're on the toilet.
Frank and Bean says, the content contained in the quest log for the new Going Postal quest cracked me up tonight. The Aren't You Glad I'm Here to Remember This For You had me laughing out loud. Good old
Frank.
How is everyone enjoying that, by the way?
I haven't seen anything about it at all.
Yeah,
there's,
I haven't
there's
either.
There's
anyone even thread?
Is there a forum thread about it?
I don't know. I can't load the forums.
I mean, people were disappointed with the end result, and then some people were like, no, it's actually pretty useful, et cetera, et cetera. Pretty much exactly what we expected people to say.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck with the forums, man. We need to figure that out.
So it turns out the forums are capable of doing what I had desperately hoped and wanted, but it might make them even slower.
Great.
Yeah. So right now it does not actually remember what you've read from session to session. It just might be read at the end.
Bingo Hostage says, it would be neat if the Rusty Bonesaw worked on Skeletal Sommeliers, wouldn't it? And yeah, it probably should. I think they weren't in the list yet when I coded that, so.
What had the Rusty Bonesaw?
Any skeletons. What had it seen? What had the Rusty Bones seen?
Yeah. No man was meant to know.
Dan Bob says, you may want to consider making the Nomotronic Hypospatializer no trade. It really should have been.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they're in the mall. I just didn't want to. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know, now it's like...
I didn't even think about it.
I meant for it to be pullable in softcore, but I did not mean for it to be tradable. So, you know what, it's not going to hurt anything.
Well, you could make them untradable now.
Yeah, but I don't want to, right? Because...
Why? I mean, the ones that are in the mall now will eventually go away. In fact, they'll go away very quickly after we... convert them to no trade.
Yeah, but somebody who got one in the past wouldn't be able to get one in the future.
I mean, obviously.
You think it is sad.
You assume.
Yeah, I mean, assume.
If you're selling it, you didn't care enough about it to keep it.
What the fuck? I think I've run out of password on the dev server.
Foggy is an interesting question.
Yeah, I know, and I was looking it up.
Oh.
I was trying to look at... Oh, this fucking mouse is the worst piece of shit. go ahead and read his question.
Right. Foggy, I've been delving into de-leveling aspects of the game over the last few weeks and had a question about the fuzzy dice. When it rolls a 5, it sounds as if it's doing something to the monster level, but it's definitely not affecting monster defense. Does it only affect monster attack, or could the fuzzy dice have a broken die roll? Answer is, I don't know. But we'll look into that. And as soon as the internet stops the suck, we'll hopefully figure it out.
No, I just can't. It's not. Maybe there's something weird about this laptop keyboard. It's not.
Is it because you have every
character in your password is a control character. And you're actually exiting. You're actually exiting the program that lets you log in.
So I have numlock, caps lock, and
scroll lock.
Scroll lock, yeah.
Scroll lock.
No, none of them are enabled now. That's fucked up. I've been logging out of dev all day. I didn't change my password. Oh no, too many authentication failures.
TechSmart has an interesting suggestion as well. Could the gauntlet test in the basement show how much HP you lost if you fail?
There's
apparently no way of knowing, except how much you've lost by, except more than you had.
I see.
That would allow a lot more strategizing.
True debt. I don't know, I'd log on, but I can't. Riff's playing with his Tamagotchi. Mine and my wife's Tamagotchi's died. Apparently, you're not supposed to make them happy by giving them snacks. That's like a quick, cheap way out, but that's why they get too fat and die.
Well, I mean,
you're supposed to make them happy by playing games with them. And that also works off some of the pounds they gain from eating their meals.
But what if you don't want to play games with them and you just want them to have short, happy lives? I mean, a short, happy life is better than a long, unhappy life.
Well, games make them just as happy as snacks.
Yeah, but they wake you up in the morning to tell you that they pooped. I mean, they're not like super intelligent creatures here.
You can change the clock. I set mine up so it doesn't wake up until 2 in the afternoon.
But that's kind of morning for people.
Yeah.
It's morning for the Tamagotchi.
It's morning for me.
We should make sure that those two questions get some kind of resolution.
Yep. You wanna put them in the wiki?
Sure.
Wiki.
Put them in the to-do list.
Is there a to-do list from radio shows? Thread still?
I think so.
Yeah, to-do list from Monday radio show 10:08.
Can I just put it in the to-do list from radio shows?
Yeah. Is there more than one of those?
There's the one right after it, which is to-do list from radio shows.
Oh, the one that's to-do list from radio shows. That is done.
Fascinating. But not everything is marked done.
Yeah, but everything's pretty much fun.
Okay, I will change the name of the other one.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't mark it done. Let me go through it one more time. But
right,
we don't want to maintain two of them, is the thing.
Fine.
You could copy everything from the new one to the old one.
No. Oh, seriously?
My mouse is bouncing all over the fucking screen.
Use the touchpad?
No, I don't like using the touchpad.
You fail.
Someone else says, which is your favorite Zelda? Oracle of Seasons or Oracle of Ages? I don't think I played
play either.
Either
of them, yeah.
Yeah, me either. My favorite Zelda was the first Game Boy one. That was my absolute favorite.
That one was really good. I was talking about that with Zach earlier and how it had that one dungeon where you had to smash the pillars to collapse the floors in the dungeon so
yeah.
The holes lined up. That was neat.
Yeah. I played that thing over and over.
I really like the temples in Phantom Hourglass. They're like just complex enough.
Yeah.
Like they give you the sense of satisfaction and the fact that you use all the things in interesting ways.
Yeah, like the grappling hook.
Yeah, it's neat because you can string it between stuff and bounce arrows off of it. That took me a long time to figure out actually.
I just found a gallium mine.
Huh.
Great, now you have some metal that melts in your hand and is good for almost nothing.
Is gallium good for almost nothing?
I actually have no idea what gallium is.
Say it again.
This time with
gallium. Huh. What is it good for?
We're not sure.
All I know about it is that its melting temperature is about body heat. See, if you hold a chunk of it in your hand, it will start to melt.
That's neat.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to play with. We had
is
that
it
chunk.
It can be, I mean, is that going to fuck you up?
I don't know. It may have, because I've...
Because, I mean, mercury looks like a lot of fun to play with.
No, it's a, whatever kind of class of metal that is. It's not, like, a big-ass heavy metal. It's closer to silicon.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to have any health defects. You can check, though.
I could look up gallium on Wikipedia.
Didn't know that you could mine that. I thought you had to
siphon it.
Yes, siphon it through a straw out of people's gas tanks.
It's pretty too. It's all silvery.
Yeah, and it melts.
This is. I'm gonna play some songs. I have such a limited amount of.
If only we had some sort of hard drive.
Network drive with hundreds of thousands of songs on it that I own.
Yeah.
I really do, though. All the full albums are CDs that I ripped. Oh. We could play some Canadian brass band Christmas songs again. That's always a good thing. Good King Wenceslas. Well, these are all short. Away in a Manger. I don't know any of these songs. Well, the 12 Days of Christmas is good and long. And, O Come, O Ye Faithful. Alright, we'll see after... Oh, great. Getting some, and I think that's a problem with the forum server rather than a problem with the internet. I'm going to take this opportunity to go out and dry off the internet.
Okay.
And we'll see you guys in 10 or 12 minutes.
Yep.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me some brass music on a CD. On the second day of Christmas, the CD played for me Shania Shania.
Gallia Feinscheid, Venus Brass, Music Hall of Sweden. On the 10th day of Christmas, the CD played for me, Tchaikovsky played my stand. Thank you.
back, just in time for New Year's.
Woo!
I didn't get my pony.
Did you get pwned instead?
Yes.
Corn pwned.
Corn.
A little corn pwned. Is that anything like masa? Yes, masa. I'll get you the corn pwned right away. Vulpus says, can we get a special message on the hound dog where it sits and snickers at you if you miss or fumble while fighting the Dukes at McMillican Cuddy's farm? Duke Hunt! That'd be kind of funny.
Where did you go?
Oh, 10-11-2309.
Okay.
Whenever he does that, I find that he just do a search for
something.
I have to do that a lot because he skips a lot of questions.
The world is square.
Backwards this time, though.
What? No, I didn't. The world is square says, please upload Monday shows. I don't think there are any Monday shows that have not been uploaded. I think if they're not uploaded, then there is no show.
Are you show?
Pussy Willows points out a bug that probably that should be copied into the wiki thread, the Son of a Beach thing. Because if that's true, then it's true.
All right. Done. That's how on top of things I am. It's already done.
Southwest says, wait, one of the Warfrat 500th Infantry gentlemen is noted as being the son of a member of the council. Is the council made of orcs? Are the frat boys human? Or do the council members routinely fool around with orc ladies? Yes.
Any one of those might be true.
Indeed.
Or false.
I don't think races in KOL are as difficult to breed across as in other worlds. The genetic makeup is similar, that you could have any two pairings.
They don't wear makeup.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I did go backwards ways. Alright, fine, I'll flush them. Fine, flushed. Fine. Unguided says, will the mummy wrappings ever be a combat item, and will their outfit ever be implemented? I don't know that I was going to make an outfit.
There's a... God's hammock.
There is. Ask Ashland how to get one. Vash Orion says, my 18th birthday was Sunday. What did you guys do on your 18th birthdays? I bought a lottery ticket. I was actually at the orientation for U of I.
Because you have a little bit of the Orient in you?
Yeah, I did have a little bit of the Orient.
On my 18th birthday, I was outside doing marching band drills.
I have no recollection
of
my 18th
birthday. Yeah, I have no idea what I did on my 18th birthday. I remember on my 21st birthday, I went and bought a can of Sapporo because it had that weird curvy can. Oh yeah. My god, it was god awful.
Yeah.
If those are your experiences with beer, no wonder you're not a big drinker.
Yeah, Sapporo was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
All Japanese beer is terrible.
I have yet to have a Japanese beer that I've liked. I will drink it if I have to. Because, you know, it's rude. And you have to be able to burp, you know. Is that true? Am I making this shit up? If you're like, isn't it Japan where it's polite to burp?
Japan 6.
I don't...
Japan
no, I
6.
Think that so. It's polite to slurp noodles. I think I may be what you're
thinking. I honestly don't have any idea what I'm talking about.
I don't either, really.
All right. We're all set then.
Southwest says, out of curiosity, is there any reason why the image for the casino is 80 by 80 pixels instead of 100 by 100 like all the others? It used to be in Seaside Town, and the Seaside Town graphics used to be 80 by 80, or they might still be.
Weird.
I do not remember.
Holy shit, this chair can actually go up another notch. I'm not sitting with my...
Bam! Ha ha. Ha ha. Come on. Come on, you can laugh, it's fine.
I'm gonna add that whole request.
Add that joke to me.
You're gonna add what whole request?
That whole thing you're in the middle of reading.
What?
It's true.
Oh god. This is Yeah. All the town images on the front on the main page of Seaside Town are 80 by 80.
Well, there you go.
Because the whole thing is
We had talked about revamping town a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't
to make things more coherent.
No, to make things less confusing is the problem. Like to make it town, because town is super overwhelming for somebody who just starts playing now. you know, and so as you know, the idea was to move,
make it unfold the same way the rest of the game.
Yeah, make it make the complexity unfold gradually. But yeah, I don't know, putting some stuff in a little encampment in the woods, and putting some stuff in a little encampment in the beach, so you find those new things as stuff goes out. But I mean, it's, I don't know, the more I thought about it, the more I was just like,
eh. We moved the mystic to the woods, the ape guy.
He's always been there, as far as I remember.
No, wasn't he?
No, he was in town.
He was in town for a long time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even
that prior. Changed fairly recently.
Yeah,
that
wasn't
too
long ago.
Well, you know, I'm coming up on 500 days for my current ascension run, so...
All right! Zooch says, I wanted to give you a heads up. I just turned 18, and I plan on doing everything I possibly can now. I'll smoke my draft ballot as I'm getting married to porn. I think I bought some cigarettes, too.
Can you not get married before you're 18?
Oh, you can get married before you're 18. I didn't buy any cigarettes. I didn't smoke.
So you can get married before you're 18, but then you would go to jail for having sex with your wife?
Depends on the laws.
Is it, yeah.
There's an age of consent law.
The age of consent is probably the age that you can get married at, too. And, I mean, you know, age of consent laws don't count unless your parents object. So, it's...
The laws are kind of nebulous. They basically, they apply as hard as they need to, depending on who is.
Like, how hard... I want it really hard.
Yeah.
I want that this law to apply really hard.
And if that's what tickles your pickle, then I guess. I can't judge.
I want this law to tickle my pickle really hard.
Yeah.
I don't think a lawyer would be up to that.
Yeah. Depends on the lawyer.
Allie McBeal.
She's kind of skinny.
Yeah, a little too skinny.
You can never be too rich or too thin. Or too mint. You can never be too thin, too mint, or too samosa.
Yeah.
Not samosa. What are those?
Samoa.
Samoas.
Pakora.
Pakora. Makura. What are the other... There's another Girl Scout cookie with a weird name. Like, what are the sugar cookies called?
Trefoils. Those
sugar cookies
were
always...
They're not... They're shortbread.
What?
Not, yeah, they're not exactly sugar cookies.
No, the trireme.
Yeah, the ones that are like almost tasteless, but
yeah,
they have that really good texture, and they work. They're really good. Are they really good with milk? Those are my favorites.
Yeah.
They're like the cookies that I make for Christmas. Is it close enough to Christmas to recommend those cookies? Those are really good.
Now trefoils or shortbread.
There's do-si-dos, tagalongs, all about. Thanks a lot.
Sort of like island language.
Cartwheels and lemonades. The lemonades are new in 2007.
Oh.
Milk.
I really want some Samoas.
Ew.
I don't think you can order Girl Scout cookies online.
Thin mints are kind of the bomb, though.
You
put them in the freezer?
Riff, I bet if you went door-to-door and asked for Girl Scouts, nothing bad would happen.
Hi. Do you have any daughters about, you know, 8 to 12 years old? I mean, that would be a way to find Girl Scout cookies, right?
Yeah.
Also, I'd punch in the face.
Yeah, you could get it. We could get you a van that says free candy on the side. Baron Merriweather says, are there plans for a quest in Little Canada? Interesting that you should ask, because yes.
Yep.
Anti-Marty says, question, what is the reason that is both sensible and very well justified in the narrative that makes you lose stomach of steel if you drop tea? Somebody's really pissed about that and just found out, like, yesterday. I don't know.
I just wrote that because I couldn't think of a very well justified way to.
The friars are aware of your path, and they're the ones that grant you these.
They can give it to you, and they can take it away.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. The magic. The magic goes away.
To make you feel better, how about we give the friars some extra abilities?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a fair trade.
Okay. Done.
Yeah, I can't roll it out because I can't log into dev. What the fuck?
You want me to roll it out?
Sure.
No one said anything about it, so I'm going to assume that means that everything is fine. I mean, the worst thing that could happen is someone could get more than one per day, and that's not a terrible.
Yeah, I will mark the ship public.
I will change the container document.
So we just need to push Woods and Friars and well, do actually bulk push Get Player right now.
I'm gonna bulk
give it right now. Give it 5 minutes. Build all Get Player, bulk push Get Player, because the new effects won't apply otherwise. Although really only Fight would need to be pushed because those things only affect Fight.
Well, I'll just push my thing because I don't want to wait.
Yeah. Sure. All right, everybody. That's pushing out some stuff.
Yeah,
Friars.
This is the magic live. This is what we do.
Glizbnoot1 says, number one, thanks a ton for the ghost upgrade. Number two, the other day you were talking about features for the clan forums. Would it be too difficult to just VB code enable them? It wouldn't be that difficult, but we wouldn't be able to do any of the interesting VB codes unless Xeno worked his worked his regular expression magic.
Yeah.
He'll swing in on a rope.
percent sign.
I thought you were singing Tarzan Boy by Baltimora for a second.
No.
That's what we're going out on. Tarzan Boy by Baltimora.
Tarzan
Boy by Baltimora.
The Listerine commercials.
Yeah.
That they use that in. Those were made by Pixar.
Really? Yeah. I was so happy when the internet finally told me the name of the song in the Listerine commercials. And I was able to download it. And then I was like, ah, that's been bugging me since I was a child. And then somebody finally got me the LP single of Men Without Hats, Pop Goes the World. And everything that I wanted when I was a kid but didn't have was mine. Because it was only that one thing.
Is that like whenever someone asks you what you would wish for, you wish for a sandwich? Things that they like, hey, I got my wish.
My needs were pretty simple as a kid. FU I'm a Dragon says, what's up with the web servers lately? Has there been that much of an increase in traffic that they're starting to struggle? Is it time to add a www9? Or is it a database bottleneck kind of thing going on? Now, the problem is with the image server because the new forum software is just choking on cock 24/7.
Maybe we should disassociate those.
I don't know. The support situation right now is so fucked up that I don't even want to think about adding another box.
Yeah, as I say, isn't adding another box going to be like gigantic dust
mask? I mean, it'll just be hugely expensive.
Because we like to have to get more power. Maybe we should just rent a different rack in the place.
Well, I mean, the I don't know.
I mean, Image just doesn't really need to talk to the service, does it?
No.
So we could just buy another space in the rack that's not at all connected to Halo. Yeah. I mean, the billing would be kind of fucked up, I imagine.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we could...
I mean, it might just be worth doing that, just to, you know, get some shit out of there.
But I don't know that... I mean, sure, we don't want the images to slow down when the forums do, but it's like the images aren't doing that much, you know?
Well,
like
it's a super cheap box with limited bandwidth.
Your mom has a super cheap box.
I'm waiting for that.
Yeah.
But, you know...
I never have to wait for it.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, we don't have to use the full power.
Yeah. We don't have enough data.
Yeah, I mean, and plus it would provide a place for us to put, like, static web pages on, like, you know, like a Vitos or something.
Like, you know, like a page that's just all...
We could just have a page that cats Debbie random.
Yeah.
Static.com.
Zap, Zorch, Biff.
Yeah. FU I'm a Dragon says, would you ever consider selling KOL? Have you ever had any offers? Who from and how much for? We got an offer to sell it once, but it was pretty laughable.
Was it like for $500?
No, it was like, you know, I would give you and Mr. Skullhead enough money to buy a nice fancy sports car, and then you could work in a cubicle for me, and I'm like, yeah.
So does this push warrant a trivial update or an announcement?
Oh, we could do an announcement, especially because I accidentally pushed the other announcement off by I'd gone to some other site, and then I backed up and did a resubmit of post data, and it turned out it was an announcement, so, got that other announcement.
I just broke the printer.
Awesome.
Way to go, man. You made me lose my train of thought, too. I was going to write this awesome announcement.
There is gold in them.
Star.
There is now a reward for completion of the first part of the Friar's Quest.
That sounds good.
No, that's the entire Friar's Quest.
It needs to be funny. There is a reward, lol, for completing the first... No lol. There is a reward, motherfucker, for...
Like Freddie Mercury.
I'm not the pheasant plucker. I'm the pheasant plucker's son.
How about this?
That's just not fun.
And I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes? That is pretty funny.
It's not.
Okay.
It's
so how about this? The deep fat fryers now stick around the grove after you cleared them.
Cops.
Oh no, the cops! I can run for it.
Jesus.
Yeah, I've got to say that
the
pretentious artist's wedding is the first one I've been to that's been broken up by the cops.
Was it seriously?
The after party, the cops.
Okay.
So I've been playing this video game called Midnight Club 2, and it's the least realistic racing game I've ever played. And one of the lines that one of the characters spouts is, "It's time to bust out my razor and shave off the fuzz," in reference to the cops.
Huh.
Shave off the fuzz.
Is it a black character?
I don't know.
They always have razors.
Yeah. I have a razor.
And they always listen to that jazz and smoke that reefer. What? 1930s black stereotypes are funny.
Yeah. Really?
Just ask Al Jolson. I read some article about how, like, how do you feel about high profile, like, let's all dress like gangsters and act like gangsters parties at colleges?
High profile?
Not high profile, but just if
my friends had a white trash party.
If some fraternity is having a, you know,
gangsta party.
Ghetto gangsta party, right?
Yeah.
And the university knows about it. Do you feel like the university has a responsibility to stop them from doing it? I mean, do you feel like
they're going to shoot each other?
Do you feel like the university can come under attack for supporting racist behavior by say, you know,
I mean, I'm
allowing
sure
posters to go up
anything
or whatever.
Could cause that. But I mean, like, there's toga parties, there's beach parties, there's, I mean, I don't think there are Sweet Valley High parties. I don't think there are, like, I'm trying to think of, like, what would be some white stereotypes or some Asian stereotype parties or whatever that could happen.
I mean, there could be the Asian stereotype party where you get good grades
and study math
and don't drive very well on your way there. I mean, that's the thing. You know, black culture is fun.
I mean, is gangsta culture all black? I mean, I feel like there's some white.
Well, I mean, I think in these cases it sort of is. I mean, they tend to do it that way. Huh. And then there's the, you know, there's the Vato and Vatessa party. Vatessa is the feminine form.
Yeah.
Like a Counto and Countessa.
I don't know. I feel like that's kind of dumb for people to care.
I can't think of a good note. I don't know why.
Why you're agonizing over it?
Yeah. Someone else want to do it?
Narth Vader V2 says, "Dear dev team, can you shed any light on the predicament of the failing clan leadership mechanic? Thanks. I don't know. I'm sure JLE can yell about it a lot."
Yeah.
I mean, he's just trying to make it work the way it's supposed to, and it's just not.
Is it not?
Yeah, I mean, that's been documented that it's not.
Okay.
And he's posted pretty thoroughly about it in the forums. But, you know, that would rely on you being able to get to the forums to be able to read and fix it.
You know, they were fine until today. Every time I tried to go to the forums, they were fine.
Well, I mean, it's pretty sporadic whether they're working or not, right?
I don't know.
Are you adding that announcement?
Oh, I will if you want me to.
Yeah, I I'm not funny enough to do that under pressure.
You guys,
especially if you're carving everything into a block.
See, now mine's not going to be funny at all. Go ahead and take some questions, then we'll
Hell, where are you? FU on my dragon says, "Jit, why did you choose the particular quotes you have in your profile? Would you rather have a permanent smile or a permanent erection?"
Well, the Tom Robbins quote is because that's, like, a meaningful thing.
Is what?
The quote in your profile.
Who?
It was a question directed at you. I don't know why. Is it from Reddit? Because the whole point was for you to not have to answer questions.
Right. Well, no. What did they say? Where was it?
It was FU on the Dragon asking why you chose the particular quotes in your profile, and then also whether you would you rather have a permanent smile or a permanent erection.
I think I'd rather have a permanent smile.
Permanent erection would cause it to turn black and fall off after like 3 days.
What?
Isn't it quicker than that?
I don't know.
Why?
Maybe.
Why would it turn black?
If you have an erection that lasts too long, eventually
the blood clot, like the blood would clot.
Yeah,
it's not circulating. It's just sitting
it's
there?
Not circulating very fast. If
yeah,
it's circulating,
eventually
on
your penis would necrotize and fall off.
That's
it would
gross.
Smell
necrotize. Necrothighs.
That's why there's always, you always hear in the movies whenever they're doing a Viagra joke that, you know, if you're rich, that's longer than 4 hours, you need to call this number.
I see.
That's the reason.
My thighs of the tiger.
My
brown thighed girl.
Beer Belly Boy says, dude, you rule big time, dude, you rule big time. Well, thank you, Beer Belly Boy, you rule big time, too.
I think that would be my new startup sound on my computer.
I can do it again.
Really? I won't mind to be that guy saying caprophagy from Merriam-Webster.
Okay.
Actually, I want that to be my phone ringtone.
Yeah, I was
going to yeah.
say.
We were talking about that today.
Repbot says, you have been rated. I feel all...
cool. Radio Bug Bear. Is that right?
Yeah, Gamma Cadre showed up.
Yeah, I saw that. I wish that there was a way for Repbot to be, you know,
dismantled?
No. I wish that it's
not exploitable.
I wish that such a thing could exist in a meaningful and non-exploitable way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's obviously only as good as people are willing to allow it to be. You know, I mean, it can only be, you know, people can only take, what am I trying to say? So it seems like the sort of thing you could easily just ignore and it would never do something. That's just something that I would never pay much attention to. Like, fine. Trivially exploitable mechanic is so important.
If you had Dragon asks, have you ever considered, now with NS13 release, setting aside a separate web server and trialing a fresh start KOL for those who are interested? It could be interesting to see how things go, like the economy and stuff like that.
It would require a new data space, and I don't think
I mean, you'd have to have a separate database server, or two new sort of database servers, plus the web server, plus the images and stuff. It's an interesting idea. One problem would be, like, people would rush over there and take a bunch of player names that already exist.
Yeah.
And
that would
get all weird very quickly. That's sort of the problem with creating a secondary community and an established one.
This is a good name. I'm cool, guys. Seriously, look at me.
I guess we could just block off all currently used player names.
Yeah.
But yeah, the technical hurdles are a little significant.
We'd have to spend a lot of money to do that. Not be for granted. I'm sorry, but...
Well, I mean, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what a fresh...
I mean, it would be interesting. I do not deny that it would just saying, it's one of those cost-benefit things.
Okay, well,
because we all love to think of things purely in terms of a cost-benefit, right?
The second coming of
Fruitian says, hey, Jake and Co., out of curiosity, and because I imagine it's probably just a select top foo from bar kind of query, what are the five or so most common items in the kingdom? I would imagine that they are still clovers,
Clever clubs?
Hell Ramen, and the stat boosters that you used to be able to buy in quantity from clans.
And rolls in the hay. Are those things?
Salty dogs, maybe?
Yeah, probably salty dogs.
Basically the stuff that got duped back in the day and that there are still stacks of millions of them on old player accounts. Yeah. Neilosia says, the other day I saw an article in the wiki about an item called an armed gun, and then a couple of months ago you said it's an item that is yet to exist. When will it exist anyway? We could put it in at any time. It's,
it's been marked public.
Has it? Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Apocalypse Throb says, hello, I'm looking to speak with Mr. Jass, first name Hugh.
Is there a Hugh Jass in here? Anybody know Hugh Jass? Looking for a Hugh Jass here.
Thank you, Xenophobe. Xenophobe's our announcer.
I was trying to do
and our straight man.
But I didn't do it very well.
Soul Crusher says, if a player is deleted through inactivity, would his or her clan announcements also be deleted? Probably.
Huh.
Really? I don't think so.
Are they linked?
I don't think they
to
are.
To the player?
Well, because of the delete unassociated, I don't know if it looks in clan announcements or not. I checked, but I can't log into the fucking dev server for whatever reason. I guess I could log on as root and just change my password.
That's a great way.
I don't know what the fuck, though. Badger says, hey, Jake, what is that Carnival Convoy song from? I want to know what to look up on Wikipedia. That's just the HBO show Carnival. Maybe that's what I should go out on instead of Tarzan Boy, because it's shorter. Although I don't know where... I don't know where it is. I might not have downloaded it on this computer. So never mind.
Gunnerhawk931 says, how does the Brimstone equipment show off its new animation?
Very carefully.
Yeah, by being animated. I don't know how to answer that.
Fineldar says, Hot Stuff, he thinks, is way too quiet. You're all too quiet, but the slight background static is louder than Hot Stuff.
Maybe I am the slight background static.
Ponjo says, so, you guys haven't beaten the new Zelda yet? I had it done in 3 days. Yeah, well, I like to take my time and savor the experience. I like to stop and smell the roses.
What do they smell like?
Roses.
Boo boo oo oo. Sometimes. Echo Phantom says, I tried to use Herald's bell on the boss bat and got a normal miss message from it, but no effect. I thought the bell was an auto-hit item. Is this not the case? Huh. I mean, I don't know. I was under the impression that it worked on the boss bat.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that I let it work on boss monsters. I've been thinking about making that something that you can use, decreasing the effect of it and making it something that you can use once a day that doesn't get consumed. Although, no. You talked me out of it.
Yes, I did.
A semi-rare that did the same thing would be fine, though.
Potentially.
Or maybe a lesser version of it.
Yeah.
That'd be something that would be worth pulling in softcore, so they could stop pissing and moaning about how they don't know what's worth pulling in softcore. Fineldar says, Riff? He liked Powerpuff Girls? What? What did... Huh? Who? What?
Are you saying you didn't like Powerpuff Girls? Powerpuff Girls are the shit, man.
I,
Come on.
I don't know that I would have gotten a...
I had a Powerpuff Girls lunchbox.
Okay. I did watch the Powerpuff Girls for a while, though. But it was in the context of bonding with my housemates.
The Duminator says, which leads to my next question. Do you read Cyanide and Happiness?
Yes.
Yeah. I read Cyanide and Happiness on this laptop right before I started doing the show, actually. Interestingly enough...
Fineldar says, Zeno, you couldn't stand the original Half-Life? What's wrong with you? Half-Life is like Halo, except with a compelling story, line, plot, and character development, good gameplay, and doesn't suck. I don't like Halo.
Yeah, you lost me at is like Halo.
Yeah, because Halo is a god-awful, disgustingly stupid game.
That's what I'm saying. Everything bad about Halo is good about Half-Life.
Yeah. I cannot stand Halo, and I have put, and all the times that I've played it have made me want to cut my eyes out.
Halo, I think Halo is interesting because... of the AI that they give the monsters, the aliens in there, because watching my housemate play it on like legendary mode is kind of a frightening and compelling experience. I wouldn't want to play it myself, but watching somebody who's really good at it, like just barely survive all these like really intense firefights, is kind of cool. But that's the only thing that I can say positive about Halo. It doesn't really seem all that exciting. The overall story seems kind of interesting, but I don't know how well executed it is over the whole thing, because I haven't watched the whole series.
Haha, Istanbul says there is now a reward for rewarding the Friar's Gate.
That's pretty clever.
We've got a lot of questions today.
Huh, apparently there's something wrong with the Friar's Gate.
What's it doing? Everlast says, a gay dinosaur equals a megasaurus. Fineldar says you can get 860 turns in one day, but it costs a lot of meat. The Duminator says, hey, question. So I'm going to get a C- in science this semester. Any suggestions on how I can keep playing KOL on my laptop after I get grounded? No. Maybe you don't deserve to play KOL anymore if you got a C- in science. Maybe you should drop more science, like Galileo drops more oranges.
Drop it on my news.
Yeah, don't don't get a C-minus in science. It's only October. You still have time to pick that grade up. What?
P.S. Algebra's dry erase board erasers give you hand aids.
Is that like Band-Aids?
Trying to use the Friar's Gate and the cops if you finish the Friar quest prior to the push kicks you off and puts you on dev.kingdomofloathing.com's login server.
I don't understand. Oh, duh, because I wrote www.dev.kingdomofloathing.com.
Where at?
On the friars.php page, the link that takes you to the adventure went to dev.kingdomofloathing.com for some strange reason.
Oh. Okay. Oops. So it should just be a relative link instead of okay.
It was an absolute link.
I see. Well, okay. Narth Vader V2 says, Dev team, can you shed any light on what's going on with failing clan leadership handover mechanic? Oh, did we?
Yeah.
I thought we talked about it during the break.
Question. No, we don't. We have not yet figured it out at all.
I mean, I'm sure it's just a glitch in my code. That code was kind of...
The glitch in the logic.
The code was kind of a nightmare.
I kind of made it a nightmare whenever I changed the clan permission stuff.
Oh.
Oh,
wow.
It became a nightmare to maintain because of the whole degree
thing. I wrote it after the degree thing, though.
You would have had to.
Zeit says, Jick, it was really awesome. I saw you on TV in an interview on Screensavers. Yeah. That was fucking horrible. I was the best man at the pretentious artist's wedding, but luckily somebody did a really, really terrible speech and almost everyone left right before I had to do my speech.
Nice.
It was
frustrating because I was there to photograph the wedding and I assumed that we were done because everybody had left.
Yeah.
And then you stealth gave your speech.
It wasn't really. I didn't even give the speech that I wrote.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I greatly abbreviated it.
Just by using acronyms?
Yeah, yeah.
TGNIF.
Remember that time we found that map in my dad's attic and we followed it out to the shore and went to that restaurant with the mobsters in it? And mobsters. They weren't really mobsters.
Did you end up using that?
No. No, I didn't at all.
Okay.
That wouldn't be original.
No.
I think Leaves points out that the guy made of bees has a level 8 consumption requirement, unlike the not a pipe.
I see.
Maybe that's the solution. Enforce an arbitrary consumable requirement on the what you call it.
But I mean, that's why it's valuable, is because of the low, and we did it.
Yeah, that's we intentionally put that in there.
Madame Defoe says, what? We're bashing Ayn Rand? I don't know anything about it. I've never read any Ayn Rand.
Me either.
I mean, it's worth reading Fountainhead once.
I played Bioshock. Yes. Is that the same thing?
It's effectively the same thing.
I mean, is a man not entitled to the sweat of his brow?
No.
Only if you're using 90% of it to make some inspiration.
That's pretty funny. Fineldar says, you guys should skip a trophy number. That way everybody will go crazy forever about that gap of one undiscovered trophy. You haven't fucked the diamonds in the ass yet.
We do every day.
Yeah.
Megasaur ass.
The Dominator says, allow me to elaborate on whoever insulted Evangelion. Fuck! Allow me to say this.
Somebody.
Did you drink some sort of I'm a douchebag pill just then? Well, wow!
I won't diss Evangelion. It was entertaining, but it is nowhere near as awesome as the fans of Evangelion seem to think. I mean, I enjoyed it, but damn. It wasn't that great.
Oh, Enter the Wumpa says, the new forums broke the tracking the powers of anything on Coldfront as it is no longer allowed to search. Could this be fixed?
Search will eventually be implemented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we really need people?
We do want people to be able to search.
Do we want that functionality? So that way they can just...
The powers of anything?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm okay with that.
That was kind of nice.
It's kind of creepy.
Well, yeah. Creepy but nice.
I don't know.
It's like a very friendly stalker.
The thing from Uranus suggests a chat effect that puts, hey guys, at the beginning of your messages. That's kind of funny.
It could be a broken
cow lamp. Svlad Kjelly says, any chance that someday I could build a bomb out of pixels? Yeah.
As long as you don't do it at the airport.
Yep. You can't build anything out of anything.
This thing is the bomb! Seriously, this thing I got, it's the bomb! Don't ever get that in an airport.
Doc Galactic, who was also in town for the wedding, was talking about how at his current job, he...
No, I think it was his ex-girlfriend's job. They had the... Because she worked at a plastic surgery office, and she found some weird, electrotherapy things.
This is a totally separate thing.
Totally different story.
He works with bills of materials, like for ordering stuff for manufacturing.
Like a bill of lading?
But BOM. And, they always call everything by their acronyms. And so his boss called him while he was at the airport. He's like, do you have that bomb ready? He's like, I can't really talk about it right now.
That's pretty funny. Fineldar says, Qingdao is a good Japanese beer. Wait, it's Chinese. Whatever, it's good. Yeah.
Qingdao.
Didn't you learn that rhyme in school? Glebe says, bad beer was why we bombed Japan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How dare they export
the Bay of the Bay of bad beer. What beers do you recommend? So far I have just have Shiner... Oatgan says, what beers do you recommend? So far, I just have Shiner and Sam Adams Cream Stout.
I started out drinking Sam Adams Cream Stout. When I didn't really like beer, that was... I feel like Sam Adams Cream Stout is a fairly good starter beer. Because it's got some alcohol in it, but it's still pretty smooth. It's, it tastes kind of creamy.
I mean,
develop a taste for Guinness, because you can get Guinness a lot of places. It's pretty...
Low calories.
It's pretty easy on the palate.
Yeah, Guinness is pretty much what I drink.
You can add an arbitrary amount of lime to,
Corona or Dos Equis.
Yeah, and that's another sort of gateway beer.
I like PBR.
Didn't they warn you about that in school, man?
PBR is okay. Yeah, it's sort of a decent intro.
PBR.
Beer.
It's not that it's bad. It's just so many bad memories involved in school.
I've been drinking a lot of PBR lately because we ended up with a couple of cases at the party after the concert.
Our IPAs. Hard to get used to? Because that's kind of all I want to drink anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't... the people that I've given them to who'd never had IPAs before are like, this is too sweet. I don't like it. But I don't think it's... I don't find them sweet at all.
Huh.
I find them kind of bitter.
Yeah.
People, I could see reporting it tastes like flowers. But...
Because it's hops. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it does taste like flowers because it's made with flowers. But I don't know.
I was thinking about... finding a brew supply place and kind of trying to brew some more beer again.
Yeah.
I've really looked around.
I've got all that equipment and I finally got the space for it. I need to... The Papago Brewing Company up Scottsdale Road McDowell, they I know they sell home brewing stuff.
The one at the... in the mini mall?
Yeah, it's a brewery in a strip mall. And
wait a minute,
so
but
weird.
The thing is, why is that at all weird to you? Everything here is in a strip.
I know, it's just strange that...
The whole strip mall concept has failed to become a point of contention to me since living here. Because everything here is in a strip mall, because that's just how things are designed.
Not designed, but how they come to be after the strip malls start failing and the real estate becomes super cheap.
I don't know, I'm just used to everything being in a strip mall.
Punicron says, would you ever consider changing the outfit requirement for the level 12 quest to work on a point system like the clown items in the Funhouse quest? Choose to wear a second frat accessory instead of the hat, for example?
I have been thinking about a way to revamp the way the outfits work. Basically, the way that it would work is the outfit table would have... It would be an outfit ID and the number of items that were required to get a set bonus. And then, basically, what it would get player would do is it would look in... total up how many different items had, a set ID set to them. And if you met that requirement for a certain set ID, you would get the set bonus, be it an outfit or a stat boost or...
It would just have that, rather than us having to define item sets.
You would just set the set ID in the item, and then it would just count them up arbitrarily. And if you wanted...
But you'd have to... we'd basically have to code how many items were in the set, right? There'd be another table that's just how many items were in the set.
Yeah.
And the name of the outfit or whatever. So we'd still have to... That would actually...
That would be kind of nice, because nothing would change at all.
Yeah.
From the user's perspective, but it would make it, because adding new outfits is a fucking pain in the ass.
It is really terrible.
It's just because there are so many different places where it's coded in so many different ways.
Yeah. It would also allow us to do things kind of like the way World of Warcraft does, where you can have
progressive bonuses. The only thing would be equipping an entire set at the same time. That's still gonna need a list of items, right? Like,
well, not. Well,
I mean, it could check. It could just, you know, build an index of all the items that you have
and
what set they are, and then check through the sets. And if you have the number of items that are in the set of that set, then it shows up.
Yeah.
And then it would just go through by item ID and equip everything that was in that set, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that wouldn't work if we did the progress. I mean, I'm not really about the two items of this set give you one bonus, three items give you another bonus, four items give you another bonus.
It would just be a side effect of the system.
Yeah, but cleaning up the outfit code would be kind of nice.
I mean, I could make it do that at no extra cost.
I also really want to redo custom outfits to where it just unequips everything that you have and then equips the bits of the custom outfit one piece at a time. Like, just no more fucking problems with custom outfits ever. I mean, they're fine the way that they are now, but just every time I have to touch anything, I'm just like, Everlast says, "Hey guys, when do you think the new hilarious item will roll out?" I don't know.
I think we've
got some inertia problems here. And
I'm pretty sure I made a rough note in the wiki. I don't know. We'll have to talk about it and see if you think it's funny.
Not just funny, it has to be hilarious.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
Seriously. MSG makes stuff good, that's fine.
Darth Vader asks about Hank's bricks. Is still missing? Question mark?
I think there's some.
There's still 18,200 of them that we have to approve.
I assume that... I mean, there are a bunch of bricks that did not have meaningful messages on them, so they don't have messages. And there are some bricks that we just stripped the messages out of because they did not...
Unacceptable for one reason or another.
Yeah, and our criteria is very arbitrary.
Yep.
So, tough love. But, yeah, we also have just a ton of them that we still haven't approved. So, if you're seeing some of yours that had messages... that don't have messages now, there was something wrong with it.
If they had messages on the wall and don't have messages now, there was something wrong with that. I don't believe is happening.
No. If they submitted a message... And
oh, then there was something wrong. There, for some reason, we rejected the message.
Yes.
All right. I mean, we based on certain criteria, just bulk rejected a lot of messages. Because it was easier than going through them all, we rejected anything that had the names of any admins in it.
Yeah.
So if it was a personal message to me, it's not going to show up. If it was Xenophobe sucks donkey balls, it's not going to show up.
I'm sure that was very...
You didn't have a specific exception for that?
Anything with a website in it.
Damn, so much for my 200 bricks.
HTML.
Any HTML, anything with HTML got stripped out. Anything with weird characters where people were trying to break frames got pulled out. What I should do is go through and nuke anything with high ASCII, because there's still... Riff found the one message with the snowman.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? This font just has a snowman in it. It's like a little snowman. He's got a hat.
Weird.
Buttons made of coal. That's really strange.
How do you know that they're made of coal?
Oh, I do.
It's in the font description.
So Glad Jelly says, Powerpuff Girls are weird, man. I fear they're devolved flipper arms. They just should not be... Yeah, maybe they're actually the thalidomide puff girls.
Damn.
Wow.
Drawn to the season premiere of Drawn Together, they're driving a van through the handicap people preserve, and there's a thalidomide lake that's just a bunch of like flesh-colored fins swimming around on the top of it.
It's a great show, guys!
It is a great show. Thalidomide is weird. They still use it. They still use it because it's like for people who have AIDS, they give them thalidomide because it helps with the people doing chemotherapy too. I think take it because it prevents you from getting like canker sores. So any sort of like, you know,
horrible cells.
Horrible medical treatment that
attacks fast dividing cells, or any, you know, disease that attacks fast dividing cells that causes a lot of canker sores, you can take thalidomide to help with it. Which, I don't know. I don't know how that's similar to, because, I mean, it was just an anti-morning sickness drug, right? Like, that's what they...
Yeah.
I think that we're going to, I think we're going
to... Go out with a bang.
Go out here, yeah.
Boom!
Actually, we're going to go out with a... Whoa!
Istanbul says Riff is a 9-year-old girl.
Not anymore.
All right. I'm going to be going camping on Thursday, so there's not going to be a Thursday show. And we'll probably Monday, and maybe me and Scully, maybe some of us here at the office again. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. But until then, we're going to go off the radio now.
Okay. Bye, people.
See y'all.
Goodbye.
On a sunny afternoon.